The Meesville Mudheads amateur baseball team scored a huge come-from-behind victory in Section 1B play on Wednesday night, beating Northfield by a final score of 7-5. As the Section 1B race continues to tighten, Hens manager and center fielder Matt Vanderbosch joined KDWA Sports on Thursday. He first tells Hens fans how big the victory was against the Knights on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was kind of unexpected as come-from-behind as the way we started the game. It wasn't very pretty. We gave up 5 within the first 4 innings, I believe. We're down 5-0, and then kind of rallied back there and put on a 6th spot there in the 7th to take it. Northfield's always a good hitting team. The past several years, they've always swung the bats very well. And starter Jake Dickmeyer last night, he quite hasn't been himself as of yet. He's still kind of working through some stuff, trying to get back to being himself. So he didn't have the best start, but Thomas Shogren, lefty for us, Bonta McAllister, has been probably one of our most consistent arms. So he came in relief, 6 innings relief, shut out baseball, struck out 10. Really did a nice job keeping them off balance, you know, dropping in a lot of off speed to kind of combat. You know, the Northfield, they really like to jump over fastballs and whatnot. So he did a really nice job keeping them off. We're able to string some runs together and come from behind.
Even though the Meesville Mudhens and the Hastings Hawks don't play in the same class anymore, that hasn't taken anything away from the rivalry, especially when the Hawks beat the Hens earlier this season at Jack Rohr Field for the first time in 11 years. Vanderbosch knows that Friday's showdown live on KDWA at Vets against the Hawks will be a fun one.
Yeah, I know it's always fun to play Hastings, and they always, you know, play us very hard. It's a fun, you know, rivalry to have, and yeah, it is a Class C matchup for us, so it doesn't necessarily matter with our standings, but still fun nonetheless. Roster standpoint, we're going to be really light. Again, it's that weekend and a lot of guys are unavailable and out of town and doing other things, so it'll be another interesting lineup, but we'll see what happens. We do have some, you know, good arms lined up, and yeah, but it should be a fun game.
After Friday's fun at Vets, it's back home to the Jack to take on Red Wing in their annual Independence Day battle at 2 p.m. also live on KDWA. Those fireworks too are always fun.
Yeah, for sure. Rivalry's still there, even though Red Wing had over to Class C a few years ago. But yeah, rivalry's still there. It's always fun to play them. Again, another team that always seems to always bring their A game against us too. So it's always fun to have those games and compete. And crowd will be nice. It will be big. You know that they're going to bring a lot of fans up from Red Wing. It can get a little hostile at times. I don't know if anyone knows Donna from Red Wing. She's been a main Red Wing fan for, I don't know, the last 10 or 20 years. So, you know, she'll be there early and post it up with her cooler and whatnot. So, no, it's always fun to play those guys. And, yeah, that should be a good matchup, too.
Vanderbosch wraps it up by looking ahead to the July stretch run where the Section 1B standings are tightening up.
Yeah, and July for us in particular is pretty back-end heavy in regards to section games. So I think we've played 5 overall, and I think the majority of the teams have played anywhere from, you know, 5 to 8 at this point, where I think we're kind of light in regards to how many games we've played. So we have some ground to catch up there. You know, currently only have the one loss to Elko within there, but last night's win was big to stay on top there. What's really interesting, though, too, with our section is that it's so deep. If you were to end it right now, we would match up with Northfield, and I don't feel that Northfield is a 7 seed by any means. You know, and it kind of happened to us last year, too, where we lined up with Dundas. You know, I think we're 1 or 2 maybe in the standings, and we lined up with Dundas, and Dundas is a perennial state tournament team every year, so you never know. The regular season's kind of weird. The past couple of years, it's a little bit different. It all really depends on who you have there at any given night. I know everyone is a lot more busy nowadays and a lot of other things going on, so your lineups kind of fluctuate here and there, but once playoffs come and then everyone does show up, that's when you see those true teams. So it's important to stay with home field advantage, but it's also, you know, within our section, anybody can beat anybody, as you can probably see through the standings on any given night. They're always going to be tough games.
The Hens are at Hastings Friday and hosting Red Wings Sunday.